Welcome to Saturday Night at the Crate. Thanks so much for joining us. I see a lot of familiar faces tonight. Hi. Is there anybody who's here for the very first time? Raise your hand. Ooh, quite a handful of you. Right on. Well, welcome. The Crate has been around since 1968. We're mighty proud of that. And we can't do it without your support, so I'd like to give a big shout out to our donors and our friends of the Crate. Let's give them a round of applause. Yeah. If you have any questions about the benefits of becoming a member, we've got an informational table in the lobby with brochures. You can also visit our beautiful website, thecrate.org, for more information and to donate there. And I'd just like to thank each and every one of you for coming out and supporting live music. It's so important these days, so thank you. We can't do this without you. We're going to have two sets of music tonight. Feel free to get up and get snacks and drinks. The box office will be open for about another 45 minutes, and there are a few shows upcoming that I wanted to mention. Coming up on March 4th and 5th, we have Ladysmith Black Mambazo in the house. Three shows, including a family matinee. Also of note, Friday, March 17th, the Black Brothers will be here. Sunday, March 19th, Vessen's coming by.
Oh.
And looking forward to April 15th, we've got Alistair Frazier and Natalie Haas. So get your tickets while you're here, avoid some of the fees. Let's see, if we need to leave quickly in an emergency, there are exits located at either side of the showroom, at the end of these ramps here, the doors through which you came also work. Our photo policy, our house policy, is that you can take non-flash photos for the first three songs of each set, then please tuck your phones away and just let everybody enjoy the music. That's much appreciated. All right, well, let's get the party started. We've got a great act to help warm things up tonight. Originally from Austin, now living in Nashville, please put your hands together for Phoebe Hunt.
Thank you.
small talk, others take me home. Sing to me quietly, walk with me slowly, dance with me, smile for me, comfort me, hug me somehow. I've ended up tattered and torn, take me home. For Hawktail today, yes, on their long-awaited Place of Growth album release tour. It's been a long time since they recorded the album. I'm so excited it's finally out in the world, and you can even grab it tonight. So excited to hear what they have to play for you. I am a fiddle player. I've been here a few times, once with a big band, The Gatherers, recently. Or recently, meaning like 3 or 4 years ago. Feels like one blip in time. And once with a band called the Belleville Outfit, and before this was even the venue here, there was another venue, and I had played there with a group. So I'm so grateful to be back here with you all. And thanks for having me. I'm playing a few songs from albums that have been released in the past, and then a few songs from an album that's coming out this summer where I just play the fiddle and sing. It's a lot like this. And so I've been writing that way, and we'll see what comes out. But this is one that will be on that upcoming album. I'm kind of practicing performing some of those songs, so y'all are one of my test audiences. I hope you like this next song. I have no idea what it's about, but possibly some sort of ethereal, esoteric quest for the ego's sense of place on earth. See what you think. Thank you. to realize atonement, luminescence unconcealed that carries on. To do is realize that songwriting is a vehicle to self-transformation. And I've recognized this through working with a bunch of armed forces war veterans through writing songs of their traumas to help them to thank you and creep in a God. There's something magical that happens. It's not me, it's the song. When you're writing a song, who here has written a song before? Okay, we got some songwriters in the house. So you know there's this cathartic thing that happens, it's magical. So this next song is one that I wrote with my partner in the Soldier Songs and Voices project, and after writing with hundreds of songs with these experiences and understanding this truth, he started this song, and it's called Walls. And I think it's his understanding of that truth, or something like that. When nobody's there to take your call, and everything is a means to an end, are you gonna climb or are you gonna crawl? When all the walls are closing in,
to an end. Are you gonna climb or the theme. Did you make it back for your silver platter full of fine rewards for all that glorious clatter? Shelter in the grating, calling your name to the place of the known and the familiar same. Are you running so fast that you're flying away? Have you found eternal freedom in the setting of the dawn of the day? Curiosity begun beyond the setting of the sun. And I run like a horse to the barn, running and sweating, galloping the whole way home. Control, rider or beast, will I ever make it home for the feast?
I've changed my set list many times since I've got on this stage. I can't quite stick to what I wrote on this piece of paper, but that's okay. This next one is, I just wanted to play you the one that's going to be the title track of the new album with the fiddle and voice. It's called Nothing Else Matters.
Nothing else matters. I love you. Nothing else
this whole operation, me flying out here from Nashville, all of this, is really to launch my new candle making business. Shanti Candles. I decided 4 days before coming out here that it would be a good idea to make candles. And I got on the research train for like what kind of wax, what kind of wicks, what kind of containers, all the things. But I'm really an essential oil, like smell person, and all kinds of, you know, sage and anyway, incense. But these are named after my songs. Just for Tonight is frankincense and clary sage. Just for Tonight. And pink and blue is, what is it? Oh, lavender and bergamot. I thought bergamot sounded blue. I don't know what color bergamot is. But it smells nice with lavender. So anyway, I would love to talk to you about candles outside the door. And I brought some. I made 100. And I'm almost sold out already. But I'm going to play, I think, well, I have no idea what time it is. I'm going to play maybe one more song for you and then allow the abyss to enter as we find our place of growth with Hawktail, who will teach us just that, how to find our place of growth. Who was here for Hawktail's workshop earlier today? Any of y'all? Yeah, that was really sweet and special. Great way to spend the afternoon playing some songs. If he happens to be hearing this right now, is Dominic Leslie around? Would you come? Yay! It worked. Y'all welcome Dominic Leslie to the stage. We'll close out with pink and blue. That's lavender and bergamot. This is one that I wrote on a Vipassana meditation when I wasn't supposed to be writing at all. And in fact, I didn't write. I made myself remember the line, and then when I went in to meditate, forget it. And then on the 10th day when I was allowed to get a pen again, I ran to my journal and wrote down as many of the lines as I could remember, and this is the song that came up. And immediately Dominic and I went to study Indian classical music directly following that with master violinist Kala Ramnath, who lives in this area. You might know her. So anyway, this song kind of came as a reward for that journey. I think of it as a gift and a blessing, and I'm grateful that Dom's going to be able to play it with me tonight. Thank you.
The morning air so damp the dew. I know you can feel it too. Burning off this childish pain. Help me see the endless change. Running again and again I stray. From what do I run away? Searching for what is underneath. Knowing here I am no me.
Thank you.